GFSN Podcast Radio. Welcome to Farm Talk with Leland and Olivia. In today's episode, we talk about your role in the economy. And now here's your hosts, Leland and Olivia.
Wait, so get ready to like dive into this world where your virtual tractor, it isn't just for show. You know, because today we're talking about the Global Farming Simulator Network.
Okay.
Or GFSN, as you might know it.
Yeah.
And their in-game economy is, well, it's next level brilliant. Let me tell you.
It's really fascinating what they've done with GFSN, you know. Taking something like a farming simulator, which seems so simple on the surface.
Yeah.
And turning it into this like living, breathing economic model.
It's true. We've got their official explainer document right here.
Right.
And trust me, this isn't some like basic gaming guide, you know.
Yeah.
These guys, they mean business. Imagine a world where like your digital crops, right? Mm-hmm. They're directly impacted by supply and demand just like in the real world. And get this, your decisions. They actually affect other players.
It's a totally different experience from your typical, you know, single player farm sim.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're basically just playing in a bubble. You've got your endless fields. You sell your harvest to the same, like, computerized vendor every time.
Right.
It's relaxing, sure, but it doesn't exactly scream like economic thriller.
No, not really. Okay, so paint a picture for me. What makes GFSN's economic model so different?
Well, basically everything in GFSN. It comes from somewhere and it goes somewhere. There's no magical warehouse just like churning out infinite resources.
Interesting. So there's a thought process behind every sack of fertilizer, every liter of fuel.
Exactly. Let's say you need fertilizer for your crops, right?
Okay.
Well, someone had to mine the raw materials to make that fertilizer, and someone else had to process those materials.
Yeah.
And guess what? Those someones are other players in the GFSN world.
Wow. That completely changes the game. Suddenly, it's not just about like maximizing your own yield, right? It's about understanding how your virtual farm fits into this like complex web of interdependence.
Absolutely. That interdependence is the engine driving their entire economic model.
Wow.
And it's what makes GFSN so unique. It's about strategy, planning, understanding the needs of this entire virtual ecosystem.
So it sounds like the name of the game here is supply and demand. Am I right?
You got it. Supply and demand, they're the backbone of, well, really any economy, right?
Right.
And GFSN has found a way, a really brilliant way, to bring that concept to life in their game.
Okay, so how does it actually work? Do they have like these little digital economists running around, you know, behind the scenes adjusting prices?
Think bigger.
Okay.
GFSN, they own all of their servers, which means they have access to, you wouldn't believe it, but a treasure trove of data.
Wow. Okay.
We're talking about knowing how much of every resource exists in the game, what's being produced, even how much like wheat is literally growing in the virtual fields at any given time.
It's like having a god's eye view of the entire system.
Exactly.
Okay.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
They use all this data to adjust prices every single month. So let's say, hypothetically, everyone and their virtual dog decides to plant wheat this month.
Okay.
Flooding the market, right?
Hold on, hold on. I'm already seeing dollar signs. Or should I say virtual dollar signs?
Well, not so fast.
Okay.
When the market gets flooded,
yeah,
prices plummet. And suddenly those who diversified their crops, those who didn't jump on the wheat bandwagon, they're the ones laughing all the way to the virtual bank.
It's like the ultimate risk-reward scenario.
Exactly.
Right? Except instead of losing your life savings, you just end up with like a virtual silo overflowing with wheat.
Right. Exactly.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Deakin Financial Bank. Comprehensive financing and farm advisory solutions that go beyond traditional rural financing to meet the dynamic needs of farmers and landowners. Flexible financing for when you need it most. Our straightforward, collateral-focused approach to lending allows us to leverage the strengths of your operation and the equity in your land to create a custom solution that evolves with you. Deakin Financial Bank, a partner you can trust.
So how do players avoid those pitfalls? I mean, besides having a crystal ball.
Well, that's where GFSN has introduced another layer of, I guess you could say, realism.
Yeah.
Specialized selling points.
Okay.
In most farming simulators, you just sell everything to that one generic buyer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's like black hole for crops.
Right. But in GFSN,
yeah,
those products, they have a real destination. They're purchased by the actual workforce that keeps the GFSN world running.
Hold on. So I'm not just selling to some like random digital entity.
Nope.
Okay.
You're selling to executives who need to eat.
All right.
Managers stocking their virtual pantries. Even students grabbing lunch at like the in-game technical school.
Whoa. So the food that I grow is actually feeding the people who run the factories that produce the fertilizer I need.
It all comes full circle.
Talk about closing the loop.
It's a brilliant system, really.
Yes.
It mirrors, you know, the interconnectedness of a real economy.
Yeah.
Every action has a consequence.
Right.
Every decision sends ripples through the entire system.
Wow.
But, you know, GFSN, they wanted to give their players a little help in navigating this complex world.
Okay. Yeah, you got to tell me more about this help system.
Right.
Because, frankly, if I'm, like, knee-deep in a virtual wheat crisis.
Sure.
I need more than just, you know, good intentions and a lucky rabbit's foot. Of course. Well, GFSN, they deliver. They have this amazing tool called the heat map.
The heat map. Okay. Yeah. Sounds intense.
Right.
Is this where I like put on my virtual economist hat?
Not at all. It's actually surprisingly intuitive.
Okay.
Imagine just a color-coded map, right? Right there in the game.
Yeah.
Shows you exactly which products are in high demand, which ones are, you know, flooding the market.
Okay. That makes sense. So green means go. Like... plant those potatoes. Red means,
whoa, too many strawberries.
Okay, got it.
The heat map, it gives players these like real-time market insights, you know,
yeah,
helping them make smart decisions about what to produce,
right,
and when to sell.
So it's like having insider trading information, but for, you know, virtual crops, and it's totally legal.
Exactly.
Now it changes everything.
Precisely. GFSN, they want their players to like actively engage with the economy, to anticipate trends, capitalize on opportunities.
It's like they've taken like the principles of economics and they've gamified them.
Yeah.
In this like incredibly engaging way.
Absolutely.
Who knew that like running a virtual farm could teach you so much about the real world?
It's a testament to the power of simulations, honestly.
Yeah.
GFSN has created this platform where players can, you know, learn by doing, experiencing the consequences of their decisions in this safe virtual environment.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does.
What other like complex systems could we, you know, break down and learn from through this kind of simulation? Mm-hmm. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
They are. And that's what makes this whole deep dive so fascinating, honestly.
Yeah.
GFSN, it's more than just a game, you know? It's like this glimpse into the potential of using these virtual worlds,
right,
to understand, maybe even improve our real world systems.
Well said.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we're going to wrap up this deep dive into GFSN, the Global Farming Simulator Network, and their fascinating economy. But here's a final thought for you to ponder. If a farming simulator can teach us about economics, what other, like, unexpected places might hold the key to, you know, unlocking new levels of knowledge and understanding? Until next time, keep those virtual tractors rolling and those minds engaged.
You've been listening to Farm Talk with Leland and Olivia. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon from GFSN Podcast Radio. GFSN. We make gaming fun. Happy farming.